the ninth chapter of Hilchos Brachos, the Laws of Blessings. In most standard Rambam, that will be on Daf Samach Zayin Amud Beis. Halacha Aleph. Kishem she'asa l'adam l'hanas v'maychal o v'mashke kodem bracha. Just as a person is forbidden to benefit from food or drink before saying a blessing. Kachasa l'alahanas b'reich tov kodem bracha. So, one is forbidden to benefit and enjoy a fragrance before saying a blessing. Uketet mevarach al reich tov. How does he bless on a fragrant smell? If the object that has the smell is a wood or a type of wood, you make the blessing, you create fragrant woods. If it was an herb or a species of herb, he makes the blessing who created the herbs, the fragrant herbs. If it was neither from a tree or from the earth, kagon, hamar, like the spice myrrh, which comes from an animal, shuminachaya, mavarch bar minim summon, then you make a general blessing who creates types of spices. Maya pri haray lachila. Now there's a fourth thing. If it was a fruit that's fit to eat, kagon esrog or tapuach, like an esrog, a citron, or a tapuach, an apple. Mavarach, he says, the blessing shenasen reich tov b'peros, who gave a fragrant smell to fruit. Falakala mama barim mine b'samim yotza. In any of these categories, if he said the more general blessing, who creates types of spices, he fulfills his obligation. Halacha beis. Ein mavarach mala mugmar achitala timratzo. You do not say a blessing on incense until the smoke comes up. The case of Ravachan Olav, how do you bless on it? If this object that's being burned and is giving a fragrance is made out of a tree derivative, Ravachan Barayati Besamim, you say the blessing you create fragrant trees, fragrant woods. Why Asev, it was an herb, Isri Besamim, you say the blessing on the fragrant herbs. Mayim Minchaya, if it came from an animal, Kiyotzeba, or other such things, you say a blessing who creates various kinds of fragrances. Halacha Gimel. Shemen shel afarsimon ukiyotzibo mevarach alav barei shemen arei. There is a special blessing for balsam oil or other such substances, and that is who creates sweet smelling oil. But an olive oil that was pressed and ground until it has a very fragrant smell, you make the blessing who creates fragrant woods because it is a product from a tree. Oil that was made fragrant, like the oil of anointing, which had various kinds of substances which added its fragrance to the oil. Then, you make the general blessing, since it has different substances added to it, to give it the fragrance, who creates various perfumes and spices. Havilaponav shaman vahadas, if they brought before him oil plus myrtle, mevarach lahadas apodos shaman. You make a blessing on the myrtle, thus freeing the oil. You don't have to make on both of them, you only make on the hadas. Because there is one blessing for both of them, which is the blessing over fragrant woods, fragrant trees. That the Rambam was explaining why it's enough to make one blessing, you don't have to make two blessings, because it is the same blessing on both of them. It's just a question, which one should you choose? So you choose the hadas. Halacha dalet. If you have a fragrance from a wood source and a fragrance from an herb source, one blessing does not free the other. He makes the blessing for each one separately. If he was brought wine and oil, he holds the wine in his right hand and the fragrant oil in his left. He makes the blessing on the wine and drinks it. And then he makes the blessing on the oil, the fragrant oil. And he smells it. And he puts it on the head of the waiter, so he should
the oil that he took into his hand. He shouldn't waste. He puts it on his head. If the waiter was a scholar, and it's not becoming for a scholar to go perfumed, then he just rubs the oil against the wall to get it off his hands. If a thing is in doubt as to whether it comes from a tree or from the ground, like an herb, you say the blessing who creates various types of fragrances. A perfume that was put together by the spice maker, by the perfume maker, of various types, also, you say the general blessing who creates varieties of perfumes. If he enters the market, the store of a perfume seller that has various types, you say the general blessing, if he sits in the store all day, kulal, and uvarchal achas, he only says one blessing. Nichlus v'yotzim, uvarchal kol pam upam. If he goes in and out, he says a blessing each time. Halacha vav. Shoshana, sometimes translated as lily, sometimes translated as rose. V'chilfi amayim, that's another kind of flower, sometimes translated as spikenard. The blessing on them is who creates fragrant woods. Nagishal gina, a garden lily, bari atzi besalmin. And you say the blessing, that's more like a tree, and you say the blessing who creates fragrant woods. Vishal sada, and of the field, bari itzvi besalmin, who creates fragrant herbs. Havered, umeyavered, rose and rose water, valvona and frankincense, vamastachi and mastic, ukiyotze behen, and so on. All of them, the blessing is to create fragrant woods. Zion. Shlosha mine reyach tov emevach maleim. There are three kinds of fragrances, good fragrances, that you do not say a blessing on. Verohen, and this is what they are. Reyach tov shoatzala reyach tov, a fragrance that you're not allowed to smell. Reyach tov shoatzala reyach ra, a fragrance whose purpose is merely to get rid of the bad smells. And a good smell that it's not meant to actually smell that smell. It's not for the purpose of smelling it, as we'll see. Perfumes used for idolatry. Perfumes that women wear, a woman who the man is not supposed to have relations with, minarayos, any of the forbidden relationships. In Mavach Malayim, you do not say a blessing over them, because you're not supposed to smell them. Perfumes that are put around the dead, or in the lavatory. Or a fragrant oil that is used as a kind of deodorant. In Mavach Malayim, you don't say blessings on them. Their purpose is not for the good smell, but to remove the bad smell. Incense, which they used to smoke the clothing with to make the clothing have a good smell. That's the begadim, the vessels and the clothing. In Mevarach Malayim, you don't say a blessing on them. That incense, it's not meant to smell the incense itself. It's meant to impart a good smell to the clothing. If you smell the clothing that have been perfumed, and in Mubarak also you don't make a blessing. The reason there is Lefishain Sham Iker Bosem, El Reach Lo Iker. You don't have the principal spice there, or perfume. You have the smell without the main thing there. There's just the smoke went in there and gave it the smell, but you don't have the substance there. Rachates. Some Sham Asiva Shalakum, perfume of a gathering of non Jews or idolaters. In Mubarak Malayim, you don't say a blessing on them. Shastam Asiva Sakum Bayakum, because we assume a gathering of idolaters contains idolatry in it, and the perfume is for idolatrous purposes. If he's going outside of a city and he smelled a good smell, if most of the cities are idolaters, he shouldn't say the blessing. If they're mostly Jews, he should. If there's a mixture of smells, of fragrances, some of the smell is coming from things that you don't make a blessing on, and some of it is coming from things that you do make a blessing on. Holkanakri Arov. So you go by the majority. If it's majority of something that has a blessing, you bless, and if not, you don't.